This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 29th, 2025. September is National Preparedness Month, which is a good time to look at your personal, family, and community resilience levels. For 2025, the National Preparedness Month theme is Preparedness Starts at Home. Amateur radio is a valuable resource of communication and community service before and during times of crisis, and can be a significant factor in your home's level of preparedness. Now is the time to make sure everything is in order, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnston, KE5MHV. For hams, it means taking the time to check their equipment from the ground to the antenna so that it is ready. Many hams already practiced in daily, weekly, and monthly nets that help them hone their communication skills, but if you're not already active on one, this could be a good opportunity to get into it, said Johnston. To extend your personal preparedness into helping provide community resilience, Johnston invites operators to become active in their local ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service ARES activities. ARES has been leveraging the utility value of the amateur radio service for 90 years, he said. We saw that last year during Hurricane Helene, how vital of a lifeline ham radio operators were for the affected areas. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, is predicting an above-normal 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, and Hurricane Watch Net Manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, says that should motivate hams but not scare them. Never let your guard down, said Graves. Don't live your life in fear, just be aware. Graves added that his net operators are spread in many locations around the countries, and they still have training sessions via radio nets and Zoom meetings. You can read more about National Preparedness Month 2025 at ARRL News. This Labor Day weekend, the Hurricane WatchNet HWN celebrates its 60th anniversary of providing critical communication support to the National Hurricane Center, NHC, and communities impacted by hurricanes. As Hurricane Betsy was plummeting the Caribbean on Labor Day week in 1965, the ham radio operators started hearing calls for information from operators in the Bahamas. Jerry Murphy, K8YUW, sprang into action. He began relaying surface data and storm conditions to help those in the path. That first net paved the way for what would become the Hurricane Watch Net. HWN has been active for 156 landfalling hurricanes, including 60 major hurricanes, Category 3 or stronger. Of those, 12 struck as Category 5 hurricanes. The net's longest continuous activation occurred during Hurricane Matthew in 2016, when operators remained on the air for 151 hours straight. Among the deadliest storms ever recorded by the net was Hurricane Mitch in 1998, which claimed more than 11,000 lives in Central America. HWN operates on 14.325 MHz and 7.268 MHz, often simultaneously, with net control stations strategically placed throughout the region to maximize coverage. The Hurricane Watch Net continues to serve the public interest by helping save lives during hurricanes. We are proud to carry forward the vision of our founder, Jerry Murphy, who passed earlier this year at the age of 88, said HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HHV. For more information about HWN or to get involved as a volunteer, visit www.hwn.org. ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, is the guest on the DX Mentor YouTube channel this week. The host of the popular show, Bill Sayers, AG8B, and Joe Pater, W8GEX, spoke with Minster at length about many topics of interest to ARRL members. They touched on the recent introduction of the DXCC Trident plaque, which honors amateur radio operators who have confirmed two-way radio contact with 100 or more DXCC award countries, entities, on three modes. Minster also talked about the newly announced 10-band DXCC award. The importance of radio clubs and 2026 being designated the ARRL Year of the Club was also a topic of discussion. Minster also answered questions about decisions made at the recent second meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors. The trio talked about this year's Huntsville Hamfest, which held its annual convention in Alabama earlier this month. Huntsville Hamfest will host the ARRL National Convention next year, August 22nd through the 23rd, 2026. Other topics of interest included the impact of social media on amateur radio and ARRL leadership and governance. Minster also talked about the ARRL DX Advisor Committee, DXAC. You can watch the two-hour interview on YouTube or listen to the DX Mentor podcast on your favorite platform. Amateur radio operators and shortwave listeners are invited to participate in a unique event on August 30th, 2025. The Maritime Radio Historical Society's MRHS annual cryptographic challenge will begin at 2000 Zulu. Using the facilities of Coast Station KPH San Francisco Radio, an encrypted message using one of the famous Enigma machines will be transmitted in five-letter groups in Morse and RTTY on six different commercial frequencies. Listeners are invited to receive and decrypt the message, and certificates are awarded for successful decodes. Last year, there were 162 participants from 12 countries. More information, including frequencies, can be found on the MRHS website at radiomarine.org. The MRHS, by the way, was formed on July 12, 1999, the date of the last commercial Morse transmission in the United States. In response to the Radio Amateurs of Canada recent edition of a new Yukon section, the ARRL Contest Advisory Committee is reviewing Canadian section multipliers for ARRL contests that use sections as multipliers. While this review is ongoing, the 2024 multiplier list will be used for the remainder of 2025. Stations located in Yukon should continue to send TER territories for the 2025 November sweepstakes, CW single sideband, and the ARRL 160-meter contest. In sweepstakes, stations in the United States and Canada, including territories and possessions, exchange information with as many other U.S. and Canadian stations as possible on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10-meter bands. The 2025 ARRL November sweepstakes will be active the first full weekend of the month, November 1st through the 3rd for CW, and the third full weekend, November 15th through the 17th for phone. For contest information, contact contest at ARRL.org or use the telephone 860-594-0232. To celebrate the 2025 Handy Ham Radio Camp, along with the Handy Ham Program's 50th anniversary, the Handy Ham Radio Club and Handy Ham Radio Club of Minnesota are sponsoring a QSO party during Radio Camp. The object is for Handy Ham campers to work as many stations as possible during the 48-hour operating period. The QSO party will be on the air September 5th through the 7th, 2100 Zulu to 2100 Zulu, using call sign AB8WF on 14.250, 7.200, 28.350, and 14.050 megahertz. There will be activity on all amateur bands and modes to make contacts, including digital and voice over the internet protocol. The exchange is simply name and state, province, or country. Stations will be using their own call signs in addition to the club call signs. Please listen for stations calling CQ Radio Camp. For more information about the Handyman program, contact handyman.org. As of Monday morning, August 25th, 2025, the FCC's electronic batch filing EBF system, used by all VEC organizations to file exam sessions, including individual applications and club license applications, is not processing submissions. This outage means that applications for new and upgraded licenses, as well as individual and club filings, are not currently being processed for issuing. The ARREC alerted FCC staff who are working to resolve the problem. While the system briefly processed a small number of Monday submissions on Wednesday, it has since gone down again. Thousands of applications remain pending on the FCC side. ARRLVEC Manager Maria Soma, AB1FM, reported that the FCC has not provided an estimate on when that system will be restored. Please check back on the ARRL news page for updates on the FCC outage as more information becomes available. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The Japan Amateur Satellite Association, or JAMSAT, announced the launch of the Blueberry Jam project. The goal of the project is to build an open-source, multi-mode transponder for CubeSats. They are targeting mid-2026 as the completion date for the project. AMSAT VP of Engineering Jerry N0JY commented, AMSAT North America is excited to see the Japan Amateur Satellite Association's commitment to open source development and collaboration with amateur satellite organizations around the world with their Blueberry Jam initiative. Jerry further said that AMSAT is happy to share their schematics for their open source LTM-2 linear transponder module that is flown on two satellites. MESAT-1 or MO-122 is one of them that is still functioning. The LTM will fly on Gulf T as well as the Fox Plus satellites. Jerry also said AMSAT is very happy to share their work on the upcoming SDR Gen 2, a software-defined radio that will provide all-mode functionality and continuous coverage from 144 MHz through 6 GHz, providing 5 and dime. JAMSAT's project will certainly benefit the ham community. More amateur satellites can be built and launched, expanding the number of amateur satellites in use. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, August 29th through the 31st, the SCRY-RTTY Ops WW Ritty Contest, that's digital. August 30th through the 31st, the U.S. Islands QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. August 30th through the 31st as well, the Worldwide Digi DX Contest, digital. August 30th through the 31st, the Colorado QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And August 30th through the 31st, the Kansas QSO Party, that's CW Phone and Digital. And on September 1st through the 2nd, the MIQRP Labor Day, CW Sprint, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, August 30th through September 1st, it's the Shelby Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention. That's in Shelby, North Carolina. September 7th, the Southern New Jersey Conference and Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Southern New Jersey Section Convention in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. September 12th through the 13th, the Slidell EOC Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention in Slidell, Louisiana. And September 19th through the 21st, it's the Duke City Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL New Mexico State Convention. That's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest calendar and convention database to find events in your area. And a reminder, ARRL headquarters will be closed on Monday, September 1st, 2025, in observance of the Labor Day federal holiday. There will be no W1AW bulletin or code practice transmissions. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Tuesday, September 2nd at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And you can visit the ARRL Special Event Station's database to find on-the-air events and commemorations for this weekend. And finally this week, thanks to the Villages Amateur Radio Club in the Villages, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 73.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.